Welcome to the first installment of Kli Yakar on the Parsha with Daniel Eisenberg. And this year is going to be dedicated to Lila Nishmas Mamadar Chayrach HaBastavit Tzvi, but also dedicated in the schus of everybody in Kali Yisrael. All the Shvuim, the captives who should be freed, and the Cholim should have a Refuah Shalema, and the Chayalim should have just safety and Haslacha in their mission to eradicate evil. And just all Klal Yisrael to be protected and safe during these times in Eretz Yisrael, outside of Eretz Yisrael, we really, really all need Siyata Dishmaya, and this Torah should just be one of the many billions and trillions of Nisuchuyos that are going on right now. So let's take a look at the Kli Yakar. Kli Yakar is by Rav Shlomo Ephraim Lunshitz, who was a very early Achron, basically the first generation Achron. Is a passed away in 1619. He was actually the Rav of the Maharal Shul in Prague. He took over after the Maharal, and his Peter Shalator is absolutely fantastic. I actually have a series that you can find online called Meet the Mefarshim, and we do a whole edition on Kli Yakar. But we'll take a look and we'll see just some of the incredible beauty of his parish. So we're going to take a look at Kli Yakar, its comment on closer to the end of the parsha. The end of the parsha in Perek Vav Pasuk Hey, Pasuk says, "Vayar Hashem ki rabo ra'as ha'adam ba'aretz." Hashem saw that there was this really great evil on the world, the great evil of man ra'as ha'adam ba'aretz. V'chol yetzer machshavos libo, and every you know thought of his heart. It's a little hard to translate. Yetzer machshavos libo are like the like ideas of the thoughts of his heart. Rak ra kol hayom are only evil all day long. Kol yetzer, everything is formed, every idea of it, the machshavos libo are only evil all day. So what does this mean? So Kli Yakar often has very lengthy comments analyzing many different psukim and sometimes comparing different parshas. Over here, it's a simple, it's a short one, just to start. V'yar Hashem ki rabo ra'as ha'adam l'fi shechata biznus v'osa tava raba v'holechas tamid. Right? He starts off saying that, you know, they're explicitly written in the Torah, there are two major problems that happens during this time period, which is the Dor HaMabul, which next week's parsha is going to lead to the destruction of the world. And the two things that are mentioned explicitly in the Chumash are, of course, Hamas, which is likely going to be a topic of discussion for many drashos next week's parsha, as we learn about the world being filled with the evil of Hamas. However, Chazal understand Hamas to be robbery, theft. And also, at the end of this week's parsha, we see just in the previous pasuk, that the Bnei HaElohim are taking the Benos HaAdam. These Giborim are taking women, and there's this Hashchasa, there's this destruction, which is understood as Znus, as Gilui Raios, sexual immorality. Those are like the two main sins. Of course, there is a Midrash in Midrash Rabbah, which says that there was also Shvichas Dam, there was murder during this time, but the two main things that are clear from the Pesukim, as at least understood by Chazal, is that there's robbery and Znus. There's Hamas and Znus. So Kli Yakar says that we have a Gemara in Sukkah, right? We're just coming off of the end of Sukkah. So there's a Gemara at the end of Sukkah, Nun Beis Amud Beis, which says, Eiver Katan Ba'adam Masbio Rav. That there's a small limb of a man's body that if you satiate it, it starves. Basically, that when it comes to the temptation for Gilui Raos, anything in the realm of sexual immorality, so the more you indulge in that, you think you're satisfying it, but actually it just grows more and more. That people who are involved in different types of Gilui Raos just need more and more of it in different types. It's not something that can really be satisfied and satiated. It just, if you give in, the more you give in, the more your Yetzer for that grows. That's what the Gemara in Sukkah says. And then he says, furthermore, V'chein cheto begezel, same thing with theft, V'ohev chamas, V'kesef, somebody who loves chamas, who loves robbery and money, So there's a pasuk in Koheles, which also we just read on Shmini Atzeres. The pasuk says that a ohev kasef. Lo yis over here. It says lo yis ba kasef, that a person who loves money will not be satisfied with money. Rather, says ela tavaso rabav oleches tamid, says the Kli Akar, that rather his taiva for it grows more and more. Right, that someone who wants money will not be satisfied with money. The Gemara says somebody who wants someone who has $1 million, he's not happy with that. He wants $2 million. Someone who has $1 billion is not happy. He wants $2 billion. So these types of things, chamas and znus, gilarayos, these temptations are not something that you can satisfy, but rather they just grow more and more. Says the Kli Akar, v'chol yetzer machshavos libo rak ra kol hayom. What does that pasuk mean when it says that all of the formed things or the inclinations of the thoughts of his heart are only bad all day? Ratzel omar, says Kli Akar, kol hayom lo yisba mitavaso. All day a person will not be satisfied from his taivos. Ein sha'a b'yom she'yesavaba. That there's not a moment in a person's day, once he gives in and indulges in all these things, indulges in theft and wealth and in giloy arayos, so there's not even a single moment that you're satisfied. Ela kol sha'hu mosif al taivoso. Rather, all day you're involved in this because you need to get more and more. And of course, we see in the world there are people like that. And that the people are completely engrossed in their physicality, in their getting money, in their physical pleasure, and they're so indulgent in it that they actually don't have a moment free from trying to get more of it. And that's rak ra kol hayom kol machshavos libo. It takes over their entire mind. And it's an excellent explanation for what's going on here in the parsha and in this pasuk, but it's also an important lesson that the power of the Yetzirah is that it just takes over, and that if you try to satisfy it, try to give in, it grows more and more and more, and that's the derech of evil. Evil doesn't just stay in one location. Evil spreads and spreads, and if you give a little bit, the evil takes that and more. You give a finger, it takes a hand, two hands, the entire body and beyond. And it's important that when there is evil, that we shut it down and destroy it and not give in. When you're dealing with chamas and you're dealing with znus, there has to be complete destruction and eradication of it, because even a little bit is going to grow more and more and just be rak ra kol hayom. That's what is ki rabo ra'as ha'adam, how great the evil of man is, where it's kol yetzer machshavos libo rak ra kol hayom, needs to be destroyed, completely uprooted. May Hashem help us in overpowering all forces of evil, overpowering the yetzer hara, to being able to overcome all temptations and just be rak tov kol hayom. We should be zocha to a time of rak tov. We'll be zocha to have this time that is a time of Yom Shekulo Tov, where everything in the world is good, time to that where evil is completely eradicated, a time of peace, and time of Yom Shekulo Shabbos Menucha. We should be zocha to have that, wishing everyone a beautiful Shabbos.